好，现在呢，我们看一下本文的 key structures 关键句型。本文中间关键句型讲述的是现在完成时 ，what has happened， 发生了什么事情 ？OK， 那我们看一下现在完成时，首先它的构成形式是 have done 或者是 has done， 也就是说用 have 或者 has 加上动词的过去分词来表达现在完成时。比如说 ，he has gone to Canada， 他去加拿大了。He has gone to Canada。Next one is I've lived here for 18 years。I have lived here for 18 years. 我已经在这住了18年了。I have lived here, 哈 have done, have lived. 那么大家一定注意了动词的不规则的过去式和过去分词形式。比如说 go 的过去式是 go, went, 那么过去分词是 gone, OK, go, went, gone. 比如说 drive, 开车这个词原型是 drive, 过去式是 drove, 过去分词是 driven, drive, drove, driven. 再比如说睡觉 sleep, 那么过去式是 slept, 过去分词 slept, OK, 也就是说现在完成时的构成是 have 或者是 has done， 一定注意动词的不规则变化。 OK， 好，我们知道了现在完成时的构成形式是这样表达的，那么它表达哪种功能呢？首先看第一条，现在完成时可以表达过去某事发生动作对现在仍旧存在的影响。那么在这种情况之下，通常和一些表示不确定时间的时间副词来连用，比如说 already 已经 yet just ever never 等等。比如说他已经完成作业了，He has already finished his homework. He has already finished his homework. 再比如说，我从来没有去过巴黎。I have never been to Paris. I have never been to Paris. 我们再来看一些例句，大家注意一下这个表不确定时间的副词的位置问题。OK, for example, 我刚刚收到的兄弟 Tim 的来信。I have just received a letter from my brother Tim.I have just received a letter from my brother Tim. 我们注意一下 just 放在实义动词 receive 之前，放到助动词 have 之后了。 Next one is He has just bought an Australian car and has gone to Alice Springs. 他刚刚买了一辆车。 He has just bought an Australian car. 好， just 位置。 Next one is He has been there for 6 months. He has been there for 6 months. 他已经到了半年了。好，长达半年是 for 6 months 放在句尾了。再比如说He has already visited a great number of different places. 他已经参观许多地方了。He has already visited a great number of different places. Already 放在 visited 之前 ，has 之后。再比如说，我的兄弟以前从来没有出过国。My brother has never been abroad before. My brother has never been abroad before. 注意一下 ，never 放在 been 之前 ，has 之后。再比如说。He has retired now. 他现在已经退休了。He has retired now. Now 在这表示现阶段的含义。Okay. Next one is, 你去过澳大利亚吗 ？Have you ever been to Australia? Have you ever been to Australia? 再比如说，你最近有没有读一些好书啊 ？Have you read any good books lately? Lately means recently 最近的含义。Have you read any good books lately? 那么注意 lately 以及 recently 通常在句尾。再比如说。至今我不十分成功。I haven't been very successful so far. I haven't been very successful so far. So far 表示迄今为止，通常放在句尾去。那么最后一个例句是 The train hasn't arrived yet. The train hasn't arrived yet. 火车还没到呢。好，我们注意这个 yet 这个词，通常放在完成时的否定句或者疑问句的句尾去。The train hasn't arrived yet. 火车仍然没有到。OK。以上表达现在完成的第二个功能，表示过去发生动作通常对现在存在影响。注意，通常和一些 already, yet, just, ever, never 这些表示不确定时间的时间副词来搭配。注意一下时间副词位置问题。现在完成的第二个功能，表达从过去一直持续到现在，并且可能持续下去的动作或者状态。那么通常和一些表示一段时间的时间转来搭配，比如说 so far, 迄今为止 up till now, 到现在为止相当于 up to now.Since, 自从什么时候 ?For a long time, 很长一段时间 ,in the last few years, 在过去几年里面 ,these days, 这段日子。我们来看一些例句。Great changes have taken place in this city in the last 10 years. 在过去十年里面，那么在这个城市里发生巨大的变化。Great changes have taken place in this city in the last 10 years. Next one is,He has studied English since 10 years ago. 从十年前开始他一直在学英语。好，从十年前到现在动作一直延续着，我们用现在完成时了。He has studied English since 10 years ago. Next sentence is, So far, I haven't received a single letter from my brother. 到现在为止，我还没有收到我哥哥的一封来信。 So far, I haven't received a single letter from my brother, okay? 以上是现在完成时的第二功能，表示从过去一直延续到现在，并且可能会延续下去的动作或者状态。大家一定注意，通常搭配表一段时间的时间状语，比如说 so far, up till now, since, for a long time, in the last few years, these days, okay?好，那么现在完成时构成是 have done 或者是 has done 的功能有以上两个。那么重点讲一条是，一些非延续动词在现在完成中间不能加一段时间。那么我们看一下哪些是常见的非延续动词。Follow me, please. Die, die, arrive, arrive, join, join, leave, leave, go, go, refuse, refuse.Fail, fail, finish, finish, buy, buy, marry, marry, divorce, divorce, borrow, borrow, lend, lend. 我们看一下这些动词 die, 去世、死亡，那么是瞬间完成的 arrive, 到达 join, 加入 leave, 离开 go, 走Refuse, 拒绝 Fail, 失败 Finish, 结束完成 Buy, 买什么东西 Marry, 结婚 Divorce, 离婚 Borrow, 借来 Lend, 借出去哈，这些动作都是在瞬间完成，叫它是一个非延续性动词。这些动词可以用在现在完成中间，但是你绝对不能加一段时间。比如说有同学举例子，那么这辆车你买了多久了？这辆车你买了多久？它的举例子是 How long have you bought the car? How long have you bought the car? 我们想一下 buy 这个动作叫买，什么叫买呢？你付款拿东西叫买，那么瞬间完成了，你能说这么久我一直在买车，一直在付款，一直在拿车吗？那么这句话是错误的，应该表达为你拥有这辆车多久了。 How long have you had the car?How long have you had the car? 你拥有这辆车多久了 ？OK， 好，这个例句是错误的。再比如说，有人说他已经离开一个月了，离开叫 go away。那么我说他离开一个月，你能说 she has gone away for a month？ 能这样表达吗？我们想 go away 离开，他从这走了，我见不到，就叫离开了。它是个瞬间动作，不能加一段时间，所以这个句型是错误的，应该表达为他离开不在这已经一个月了，不在这状态是 be away。好。Be away 是状态，它可以加一段时间。这句话的正确表达方式是 She has been away for a month. She has been away for a month. 再比如说，我们强调说，这个人已经去世两年了。这个人去世两年了，去世死亡叫 die。大家想一下 ，die 的动作，那么在咽气瞬间就已经去世了，它是个瞬间动作，不能加一段时间。所以这个例句。The man has died for 2 years 是错误的，永远错。你不能说这两年他一直咽气，一直咽气是不可以的。The man has died for 2 years 错误。正确表达是他已经去世两年，那么用去世的状态是 be dead, be dead, OK, dead 形容词，去世的，死亡的， OK, 是个形容词，表达一种状态了。正确方式是 The man has been dead for 2 years. The man has been dead for 2 years. OK, that's it. 好，以上是现在完成时重点的小三个地方。首先第一功能表示过去发生动作对现在存在的影响，第二功能表示从过去一直延续到现在并且可能持续的动作，一定注意和 so far, up till now, since, for a long time, in the last few years, these days, 这些表示一段时间的时间转来搭配。那么第三个重点就是一定注意某些非延续性动词不能加一段时间。